This is Twit.
Ray tracing, of course, is a big focus of the announcement of the 20 series cards. And now I'm just going to read the title that on Darren Allen's article over on TechRadar. NVIDIA boasts of DLSS boosting GeForce RTX frame rates by up to 50%. So if you have forgotten since last fall when all the deep conversations went around the next generation GPUs. So we're talking about deep learning super sampling. Yeah. And at some level, I look at this and I think, is this caching, like pre-caching work? But it's you know, looking at Port Royal, which is a ray tracing benchmark that basically is for GeForce RTX cards, right? Because there are no other, you know, ray tracing cards at the consumer level at this point. You know, there's, you know, NVIDIA is basically claiming, again, benchmarks from companies, grain of salt, mini, take with, you know, analysis. But they're talking about like 50% bumps in performance across all the GeForce RTX GPUs. And this is huge, right? Because they release the cards, or I should say they release the cards. And then finally there was a video game, Battlefield 5, to test with the cards. And the experience with that was initially incredibly underwhelming. Then 2 or 3 weeks later, at the beginning of December, they released the driver update, which included the updates for RTX and Battlefield 5. And all of a sudden, it went from unplayable frame rates to playable frame rates. Disappointing frame rates, I think, compared to the, you know, game running in a standard 3D accelerated mode, And also because in a game that when you're moving fast, you maybe don't have as much time to enjoy the effects of ray tracing, or ray tracing is not as noticeable. And now they're talking about, you know, another 50% gain in performance, which will make would make RTX gaming much more possible or practical on the RTX cards.